Blog Talk Radio.
Blessed are we in the awakening dawn, blessed are we in the morning, blessed are we in the light of the day, as we enjoy the earth turning. Blessed and the magic of dusk is upon us, and blessed are we in the dark of the night, as we slip into dreams that are calling. Blessed are we in the awakening dawn, blessed are we in the morning. Blessed are we in the light of the day, as we enjoy the turning. Blessed are we as the twilight descends, and the magic of dusk is upon us. Blessed are we in the dark of the night, as we slip into dreams that are calling. Blessed are we in the awakening dawn, blessed are we in the morning, blessed are we in the light of the day, as we enjoy the eternal. Blessed are we as the twilight descends, and the magic of dusk is upon us.
Long ago, in a time before and beyond, an eternal being full of hope set out on an adventure. Innocent of the dangers of the universe, this being, this adventurer, some say this fool, set off on her journey. Bravely moving onward, this adventurer came to a conclusion that for progress to occur on this journey, this fool must master certain skills. She gathers all of the necessary tools, the chalice, the pentacle, the sword, the wand, and begins to engage in the manipulation of the elements. The brave, innocent fool is now a magician. As the skilled magician moves onward, this magician, this former fool, sees that yes, mastery of the world around her is important. But behold, there are worlds out there, the worlds of secret, intuitive wisdom. This magician wishes to understand this wisdom. She then comes across two beautiful pillars. These pillars are of logic and spirit. And between them sits the high priestess. She teaches her secrets of intuitive wisdom. And then the magician moves onward. The magician pondered. Now that I have acquired these skills, how can I create something with them? The magician then encounters the Empress, Mother of Earth, healing, fertility, and giving. Learning from this great Empress, the magician sets out to create beautiful things. As she moves onward, she is stopped by the Emperor. The Emperor says, "Wait, young magician. Before you set off intending on creation, you must know that there are rules, structure, and authoritative ideas that you will need to make sense of your creation." The magician then moves on, learning this, understanding that yes, the magic is real, there must be rules, and a degree of authority. As she moves onward, she hears a voice. "Fear not, young traveler, I will teach you to see the peace within this structure. I will show you the value of convention. It was a hierophant. This man was some sort of priest. The adventurer learns the way of this mystic priest, then continues to move onward. The magician, the former fool, or the always fool, now notes that on her journey, she desires more choices. She as well notices desire itself. She begins to understand the nature of attraction, the nature of lovers. Our adventurer, magician fool, begins to learn that there are two sides, at least to any issue. She discovers her own dark side in the process as well. She must learn to trust herself. Strength is required for this. She may need to look inward, to find in herself the wise teacher, the inner voice, the great hermit, on a mission of self-realization, knowing now that the wheel of fortune can spin both ways. She understands the nature of justice, reward, punishment, cause and effect. She learns to be patient and to not become too attached to material things or to things in general. This is the lesson that the hanged man had taught her during a meditation. She will learn that death is only a new beginning. So it is important to understand others as well as yourself. A temperate, balanced approach to life. As truth does not live in the absolutes or in the extremes. And if her personal devils catch up with her, lightning can strike the tower, sending her crashing to the ground and putting her in a position to rebuild, a lesson learned. This eternal being, during the rebuilding process, will learn that there is always hope and that a wish upon a star can be a very amazingly powerful thing. Now inspired by the light of the moon, the magician, the fool, is ready to feel the liberation of the dawning sun, the great star of the morning, revitalized and with an open heart and open mind. Our adventurer is resurrected. Hearing the trumpets of the archangels, the fool now knows the transformative qualities that change can bring. Now the fool, our adventurer, this eternal being, understands her place in the world. Knowing now that all things are possible and understanding that the process of growing and learning will continue, a new cycle will soon begin. The chance to again experience the brave innocence of the fool is certain. Long from now, in a time long after all afters, beyond all beyonds, an eternal being, full of hope, will set out on an adventure. Formless again, she understands that the answers may be found by taking a step towards the distant horizon and becoming her own oracle. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Main Street Universe. And I'm doing a special late night, Sunday night divination. And it's very interesting that what we find ourselves doing sometimes. I had some time off tonight and had an amazingly busy day outside of that. However, didn't have my day job to go to this evening, so felt like I would go ahead and open up the lines for some readings. And I do see that we have a caller and someone in the chat room as well. And hello to everyone that is here. And I'm going to go ahead and turn the microphone on for three 347. Hello, are you there? 347.
Hi, good night. I'm here. How are you doing?
I'm very well. And how are you this evening?
I'm doing well.
Did you want a general message?
I was going to ask about my love life.
Okay.
There's a guy I'm interested in, and also my ex I want to let go. I wanted to know, what do you see in that area?
Okay. So there is someone you're interested in and someone that you also want to let go, is I think what you said.
Yeah.
In truth, I honestly don't always need that much detail, but that's quite all right. I had a card come right out, and after that, though, I'm going to ask you, as I will start shuffling, I want you to tell me when to stop. I'm shuffling now. And did you say stop already?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm going to do is to cut the pile into two cards. Cards into two piles would actually be more accurate. Pick from two or three.
Three.
Okay, and we know what the other one will be. And here's exactly what I'm getting from this. The first card is the Nine of Pentacles, or the Queen of Pentacles reversed. The Queen of Pentacles reversed is a card of abundance, but some of it is falling away. And I'll explain the other two cards to make this all make sense. The next one is the Eight of Cups reversed. And the next one is the Sun. So what I'm getting from this is that there's definitely some leaving going on here and some letting go and some lack of success in the recent past. Because Pentacles can mean success, both physical pleasure and money. And what I am getting from this is that there's just something you're not satisfied with in the past. That's part of the past. Go to the present. You're debating exactly as your question asked. The Eight of Cups is the walking away from emotion card. So you're debating walking away from someone. It's reversed, which means, just as I said it, there's been a lot of debate in your mind about it. You're not sure whether or not to walk away from this person. However, I'm also getting in the end, not the very end, of course, but I'm getting at the end of these three cards, the Sun card, which is a card of liberation. And in my practices, I see this as the indecision of the card before, whether or not to leave. I think it will lead to something very liberating. Even if it's not the new person you're going to, perhaps just walking away might be the right path to take right now. Only because I haven't drawn more cards to see specifically about the new person. I'm seeing it, though, that you're heading for a liberation if you decide to step away from where you are now. And stepping away from what you felt like was something not very successful, not very fulfilling, and not very satisfying. So at least I think the idea of walking away from the current situation, the person you're leaving, will seem very freeing to you. And what I can do is draw a few more cards to see what the future result further is. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to reshuffle the deck real quick, minus the three cards that are on the table, and go ahead and now tell me when to stop. I'm shuffling now. Shuffling.
Stop.
Okay. And I had another one jump out at me. And that happens to me sometimes. I'm a slightly clumsy shuffler. But in many tarot circles, they say, if you're slightly clumsy and cards jump out at you, use them, because that's like the card screaming out towards you and telling you, use me, I'm the one. As far as the new person, I'm getting a very muddy reading here, even though right before it, I was getting lots of liberation. I'm not exactly sure if the new person is a great idea, but perhaps walking away from the old one is a good idea. This doesn't mean that this is a bad person or anything like that. It just means the sun was the liberation of your walking away card before that. After that, there's an indecision card reverse, which means it's time to let go of indecision, which to me maybe says just go ahead and walk away. The next one, though, is the one that bothers me, and it's the High Priestess reversed, which is intuition. So if you are walking away to a new person, make sure it's not just to get rid of the old person, meaning that it's such an intuitive card. The High Priestess is a wise, it's the ultimate female intelligence card in the tarot, and it's the wise, intuitive priestess queen on the throne of spiritual wisdom. And if it's reversed, it's making me think, yes, from the other cards, it's okay for you to walk away from this current situation. It may be greatly liberating, but are we going to get rid of an old problem to go back to go to a new problem? It doesn't mean it's doom and gloom. It's just saying be sure that your intuition is with you when you move to the next person, and don't just do it just to get away from somebody else. And if you do, just to be careful, basically. And to keep your intelligence about you. The walking away is intelligent. The letting go of the indecision is intelligent. But make sure that when you step into the new thing, don't be the High Priestess in reverse. Be her upright. Be wise and keep your intuition about you so as not to walk into another situation that you won't like. The next card after that, the third of the three of the second group of three, is the Page of Wands, which means that there is a potential to build something good after you walk away and do all of this. But it is a page, and page cards are often of youth and new good ideas and the beginnings of new things. And it's upright, so it means there's a good potential new start for you, and that's how I'm viewing this. It's not necessarily ruling the matters of the heart, but I think you walking away from the old situation, at least, is, according to this reading, a wise thing to do and to start building something new. And if you want, I'll draw. I have two piles here, and I'll ask you to choose from one or two to sort of get another clarity card involved here. So pick from one or two. Okay. A similar type of card, and I will explain. I'm getting the urge to pick from the other pile as well. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. There's lots of cups here, so definitely manners of the heart. The next one was the Four of Cups reversed. The Four of Cups upright means a bit of emotional boredom, which you are walking away from things that felt stagnant into something new you're considering. The card after that is, it will, as the other couple of cards said, it will be liberating. It's the Ace of Cups, which is new emotion, new ideas, new thoughts. And I am definitely getting from this reading that I don't know how it's going to work out with the new guy or new person. I'm definitely getting that it will be liberating to leave your old situation, though, for sure. And that the potential is there, maybe, with the new person, but you must guard against repeating old habits of the type of, maybe of the type of people you choose. I'm not trying to be mean, I'm just saying. just guarding against that and being the High Priestess, which was one of your cards, put her upright and guard against just going from one person because you left another. Believing the first one, wise decision according to this reading and according to your message from the universe here from the cards, but not necessarily. I'm not getting a clear picture of how it's going to work with the new person, but I'm getting the Sun is a major arcana card, which means deeply spiritual, and that is a liberation card. Walk away from the old place and then keep your wisdom about you figuring out what's going to happen with the new place, the new person.
Okay. Okay, thanks so much. That was very insightful.
Okay. All right, you're welcome. And thank you very much for joining us this evening. And we're on some random nights, and our main show is on Main Street Universe, is on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. We're on Thursday at 11 a.m. on Zariana Radio, and also Friday is another divination show like this one, which is at 8 p.m. at night. So we have a few different times on our network. So if you hang around, you'll see us. And thank you very much for calling. All right, thanks. I'll turn your microphone off now. Okay, and I see there's a few folks in the chat room. Hello, and thank you for joining us this evening. In the case of her reading, I was definitely getting impressions of liberation from leaving the old place. Nothing clear was coming up, in my opinion, at least in my training and the cards I had, of what will happen after that. And a little bit of guarding against just leaving something to go to someone else. Like perhaps some time alone to figure things out could even be a good way to look at that. But if you keep your intuition about you, I think it'll work out just fine. And that's sort of how I interpreted those cards. And since there are no other callers right now, what I will do is I'll just flip a card and talk about it until someone calls. Or I see we have a few folks in the chat room. If anyone in the chat room has a question, I will gladly do a reading for that question. And if not, I'll go ahead and just flip a card and we'll talk about it. And I'll just pick the first one. The first one is the Three of Wands. And the Three of Wands upright is a very interesting card. And it's one that speaks to building things and with working with others. And I see we have another caller, just as I flip that. So I guess working with others was, the card was prophetic. And I will go ahead and take this call. It is a 323 number.
Hi.
Are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I just tuned into your program, and I heard you say that there were no callers. So I was the guest in the chat room. I didn't log in. I'm like, oh, who's calling?
Awesome. It was kind of an impromptu surprise show. I had off work this evening. I do usually work night shift, so these hours aren't odd to me.
No.
I usually work late night. And, you know, so the witching hour is normal to me.
Well, that's good because there are no true spirituality or tarot-related programs on at this time.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so this is pretty good tonight.
And did you like a general message?
Well, this is my first time tuning into you, so how do you work with specific questions, or do you prefer, what do you prefer?
It's honestly very simple, and
okay.
I simply am flexible to whatever the caller wants. A lot of times, a lot of people like general things and then see if something connects. Some people like to ask very specific questions. And my involvement is very simple. I just lay the cards out, and that's the open language of divination of to spirit.
Yeah.
And some people ask for things, and they ask for your name and birthday and all these other things. I'm not being in any way derogatory towards them. Everybody's different. And to me, my training was just open up the language, and then whatever the folks want, that's what I sort of do.
Okay.
In general?
My name is Camille, and I will take a general tarot reading, just because I'm sure there are questions that I could ask, but maybe, let's see what it is that comes up.
Okay. And while I was talking to you before, I was shuffling, which I often do, because after each one, I clean the deck and shuffle it. And the one part where there is involvement with the listener or caller is I ask, as I'm shuffling, I ask for you to tell me when to stop. And I've already started shuffling, so go ahead and tell me when to stop. Okay. And I will cut the cards. Because two cards fell out, as I've sometimes said, I'm a slightly sloppy shuffler.
All right.
And I will cut it into two piles and pick from one or two. Okay. This is a interesting card.
All right.
Okay, what we have here, the first one is one that we had for the last caller, but this time it's upright. And this is the Eight of Cups. This means the near past, possibly. Some people do them in direct timelines, like the first one's past, second one's present, third one's future. I sort of do them relative or organic, and sometimes they feel like that. And, of course, in person, sometimes I'll do the classic layouts. That doesn't exactly do so well on radio. Here's the 50-card layout. So we kind of do it as it goes. The 3-card one, though, amongst most people that are practitioners, that's actually the one that they do amongst each other, like if you gather with other tarot readers. In my circles, anyway, that's what I've run into. So anyway,
you're talking to your tarot reader, so.
Okay. Well, the first one, of course, then, is Eight of Cups. So there's a bit of walking away from something in the recent past, or a bit of boredom with something on, okay, I'm going to step out and see what's on the other side of the mountain. And as you've done this, I'm getting the next card, the Death card reversed. You felt like whatever you were stepping into was maybe not providing that great, not as quickly maybe as you like, the thing that you were looking for, like the change isn't coming as quickly as you would like. Generally speaking, and it's caused you to maybe not feel your strength as much as you would like. As the next card is the Chariot.
Chariot reverse?
Yeah. So you had the Eight of Cups upright, the Death card reversed, and the Chariot reverse, which makes me think, again, you were wanting to walk away from something, then the next one being the Death card reversed, and that is saying the change you're looking for maybe isn't happening as quickly as you like. It doesn't mean it won't happen. It's just not quite happening as quickly as you like, and it's making you feel like your strength isn't necessarily about you to charge forward. So I'm going to ask you, I have two piles here again. I'm going to draw two more, so pick from one or two. Begin.
How about one?
Okay, and this is telling me, and it makes perfect sense, according to the first three, and this is the Fool, and I'm also going to pick the second one. I just want to, and this is telling me for you to, of course, take a chance, and to, if you're going to walk away from that thing as you did, it's time to sort of jump forward and take a really big, interesting chance, an adventure. And the next one was Two of Pentacles upright, which is telling me that you're able to handle what will happen after that.
Oh, good. All right.
The Two of Coins upright is the juggler. And it looks funny to some people, and it looks clumsy, and of course there's so many decks out there, as you know, as a reader. But if you really look at it closely, he's handling them. He's juggling them. He's a little indecisive, but he's taking care of business, and they're getting juggled. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and there's
good.
A figure
yeah.
eight and eternity thing going on between the coins or pentacles, as you know. And so this is telling me to go ahead and take a chance, because you're feeling stagnation and things aren't moving how you want. There's some sort of
yeah.
brave chance for you to take here, a new beginning, something new. That's what the Fool represents, is new beginnings and bravery and chances. Now I'm just going to go ahead. I'm getting the urge to draw another one. And
okay.
it was actually surprisingly good. I wasn't expecting it to be this good, but it actually is the World. And I'm getting a feeling that eventually, because it was funny, I know this sounds really odd because I picked it up and it kind of fell a little bit farther away, and it made me think that over time, take the chance, get rid of this boredom and get rid of this change not happening by taking some sort of big new leap
step.
That you can handle, the Two of Pentacles upright, that you can handle, and that the World is the possibility when that happens. And that's sort of a general message that I'm getting, is that there's positivity, but it will involve you. It involves your work. I'm a big fan of, even though I believe in magic and all these things, I'm a big fan of as within, so without, as without, so within.
Right.
We have to make it happen in good old-fashioned physical world as well. And that this, that's how I'm just feeling it, that there's something you got to do to take some sort of new chance, leap, opportunity, and it'll help break the sort of stagnation that you were trying to walk away from.
Interesting. Okay. And so that was Eight of Cups, Death reversed, Chariot reversed, Fool
yes.
in the World.
Yeah.
Oh,
and the Fool in there, the Leap. The Leap was the Fool.
Okay.
And then
there's the Two of Coins.
The Juggler and then the World.
Okay,
the juggler. The juggler was Two of Coins, of course.
Yeah, and that was in between the Fool and the World.
Yes, you're right, absolutely.
Okay.
And two that were upside down were the Death and the Cherry, which meant to me like change not going as well as you like in some area, and that can help sap away your ability to feel like, you know, feel your strengths. You know how you can lose faith in something and
yeah.
lose faith in yourself, and you're not feeling your strength, so you start just going back to old, bad, boring habits. I'm completely there. in
yeah.
understanding, I mean, I'm there, and it happens to all of us. But great result of a new chance. I was almost, you know how sometimes as a reader yourself, I was almost waiting for, as I kept pulling, I was almost waiting for an Ace of Ideas card. I was waiting for like an Ace of Swords
right.
or Ace. I was kind of waiting for, okay, so is there a new spark, a new project? I don't know. Perhaps just getting out there sparks that thing. And again, you don't like the force read, but I mean, but getting the Fool being some kind of a leap, some kind of a chance. Sometimes just jumping out into
yeah.
the world, and the ideas come to you just from getting out there, even if it's not exactly, you don't even know what it is. An example I sometimes use is, what if you just suddenly decide, you know what? What's something I've always wanted to do? Just to shake things up. Like if that is, of course, if you have the extra time. I know we're all busy in life. And I have a day job and I'm trying to start my artistic career and everything else. And so it could be something as simple. You could say something like, well, what if I take a martial art class? Or depending on what you're interested in, what if I go to a book club? And then all of a sudden, just this new thing, this new little leap that might not seem that big, suddenly you meet 10 other people that do this and 5 others that do this, and all of a sudden
right.
this networking starts to take off. So there's definitely, I'm getting the impression from this reading, jumping out and doing something to get rid of any sort of unmoving or stagnant feeling you were having in the recent past or now?
Well, you know, let's see. How do I start? I gave birth to my daughter on Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th, 2011.
Mm.
And with that, yeah, with that, she helped me, the birth of my daughter helped me to start to release stagnant energies and things left over from my parents and grandparents.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
That was in the
gradually,
past. Eight of Cups was in the past
yeah.
position. You want to walk away from that stagnant stuff, you know. But go ahead, please.
Yeah. That's exactly what I am doing, and in a hurry. And, like, I'm still, even though that happened December 7th, and I started to, kind of like the tower moment, it really was like a tower moment, but I'm still,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, releasing a lot of dead things. And you mentioned something about meeting, like, kind of like a networking, I'm meeting all these other moms, in families I never would have met otherwise had I remained a single childless person.
Right.
So different energies are being expressed. It's very intimidating parts of it because I am being challenged to do things in a whole new way that I never would have thought possible.
Right.
Yeah, but in the interim, like, I realized, okay, I've been striving for things that other people wanted for me for whatever reason, battling through the fears and the insecurities of other people who maybe they didn't want, they were afraid of having their family, so they encouraged me not to do it because they didn't want me to be hurt because they were hurt or something.
And that plays a little bit into, if the timeline was proper, I guess, into the idea of the chariot reversed you got being that not charging forward, the insecurities, the not feeling the strength.
Yes.
And all these little forces trying to get you not to feel that strength, perhaps. The death reversed card, you know, things to stop you from moving forward.
Yeah, and that maybe suited the people who advised me accordingly in their lifetime. But they didn't realize that they would all pass away and I would be left to figure it out for myself. And it took me many years. It took me having my own child before I realized, hey, wait a minute. I don't need to do that or hang on to that or whatever it is. And the very strengths that I was always encouraged not to step into are the very things that make me the best variation of myself that I can be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
I agree.
You know, yeah. So I'm really walking into that. So I'm trying to figure out where, okay, yeah, the Fool, taking a big leap. I'm there. I'm already in that, taking many, many leaps on a regular basis.
Good, yeah. And that was kind of the impression I got from that was, of course, I meant to say it was kind of soon. I wasn't sure if it had happened yet or not. Sometimes it depends because different suits have different timings. You had some Earth around it and Cups, which are a little faster than Earth. But I was thinking, the leap's there, but maybe it's already happened. Not exactly sure yet. But then again, it was general, so there's more than one leap.
Yeah. Yeah, but it makes, it's something. You mentioned aces, you didn't pull any, but last week, I did manage to pull an ace of swords, but now I can't remember what question I asked for myself, but I did remember seeing an ace of swords for something.
And of course, sometimes it is related to what's around it as well. You know, I often find that sometimes general readings are very fascinating because they lead you into directions that you don't realize, you know. And this is why even as me as a reader, I love getting readings from other people because sometimes when you're doing it for yourself, you lay the cards out and because you've gotten used to archetypal language a little bit, you sometimes can be manipulative to make it be the one you want, the answer you want. And sometimes to get a reading from someone else, you know, and it can be a different great outside angle, which is what the cards are supposed to be anyway, like Jung and others. I know a guy who's an atheist who doesn't believe in any of the mystical stuff at all, but he likes to just as a game use the tarot as an outside tool. Now me, I do the same thing, except for I do believe in the mystical qualities and I do believe in magic and all of these things, and believe that I'm communicating with spirit when I do these things.
Yeah.
But I think it's interesting that even a sort of cold atheist person like my friend, who's a very interesting and very well-read, intelligent, scientific character, likes to do it as a game and sometimes is very surprised at how interesting the message is back to him, you know, coming from an external source, you know, the external meaning the cards. And then he's got to go, maybe I do need to work on that quality.
Oh, yeah, totally. Oh, yeah. Interesting. Yeah, well, the tarot is a fantastic tool, in my honest opinion. And let me see. Well, is there another person after me?
There is a caller. There's somebody that wants to know in the chat room, will we find a home soon? Oh gosh, heavy question. So I will go ahead. That person is Walsh. Someone asked me if I could, and I'll see if they're still. Okay, we will do a reading based on that question. Finding a home. Find a home soon. I'm shuffling now. Those of you that can. And another thing I do that some people might know if they know me is I sometimes do a little hum when I'm doing this. I believe sound helps you attune to things, and I'm a musician myself. And kind of like an ohm or something in attuning things. So, well, this person, here's how I see this. Okay. The first, for Walsh, the three cards I drew was, and the first one's almost obvious to the recent past. It's time for a move. There's something stagnant. It's the Four of Cups upright, which is a card of, it almost looks like a boredom card. I don't know if that's why your move is, but I think what that is that things were done where you were before, and I'm getting that when you see this, there are emotional things going on that maybe you're not, well, that's another aspect of this card. This card also means there's four pretty good things here, which is stability, by the way, and you mentioned home. Four is the number of stability, so you would think the number of home and the number of structure, but you're turning away from that, so that kind of makes sense for a reading about a home being in the near or recent past. The next one is telling me almost, and I want to say this properly, it's a very deep and important question, and I've been there. It's the Knight of Swords reversed, which is almost warning me against just taking the next action immediately, because the Knight of Swords is a dramatic action card upright, and I think our reader on the line would agree with me on that. And
I do.
And it being in its reversed position shows me that maybe it's not time to jump on the first thing that comes. But the next card is also saying that you may not have too long to wait, and it's a very strange card, and that is Ten of Swords reversed. The Ten of Swords up, out with the old, in with the new. You're talking about a new home. The Ten of Swords reversed will refer to a lot of worry and a lot of things of overkill, of things that out with the old, in with the new, they'll start to release. The Ten of Swords upright is can be called the overkill card. It's time for a new thing. In reverse, it's not. It's sort of the same, but again, it's giving me a similar message of somewhat swiftness, and this is why I'm going to pull a couple more cards for this question, but and they, these swords will be released, and this thing will happen, but not to be so swift as to jump on the very first thing that happens. It might be time to let these swords fall out naturally in its reverse position out of this man's back. For those of you that don't know the picture, it's a man with 10 swords in his back and upright. Of course, they're jabbing in, inverted, or reverse, as I said. For those that don't know, by the way, reverse just means upside down. I'm going to draw another conclusion card. And in fact, I'm going to just go ahead and draw three. Because these are three. We mentioned the aces earlier. The one after that is the Ace of Cups reversed. The next one is the Pentacle, Ace of Pentacles reversed. And the next one is the Seven of Pentacles reversed. I am definitely getting from this reading that there is going to be some struggle in finding a new place. It's not necessarily doom and gloom, and remember, the swiftness of the swords can mean that this is recent or recent to come bad news. This doesn't mean that it's going to all around be, you know, forever doom and gloom kind of thing. And I think the the lady joining me as a reader herself and kind of got the same exact impression of the cards that I picked. And, you know, the Ace of Cups, that's emotional, new stuff not working out. The Ace of Pentacles in reverse or coins is money and success and pleasure stuff, not exactly the new ideas. You're just not getting the great new information and the great new stuff yet, or seeing the results of your hard work. The Seven of Pentacles upright is a card of working in the garden and then staring at all of the, you know, beautiful things that you've allowed to grow. And it's in the reverse, which tells me that you're not going to see it soon. And I still, because of the unsureness of this, it's not like I just keep drawing cards until it's a happy ending, folks. I'm just saying there's an unsureness of this, so I want to ask this question in a specific way. And I want to say, what are the chances in a timeline for a new home for this person? As it seems like in the recent future, or not recent future, in the near future, that it's not going to work out. So I'm going to go ahead and draw three more. And what I'm getting from this is the first one is the Five of Swords upright, which means to me, I often view this card as unnecessary combat. There's something kind of silly going on that could be preventing you from this. I'm not exactly sure if it's coming from you or not. It's just the idea that something a little bit... It could be coming from the fact that it's a combat card, the Five of Swords upright. And again, it's another sword swiftness. And it's causing imbalanced decisions, because the next card after that is the Justice card reversed. And it's just causing bad decisions. So there's combat to let go of here. I have no idea what that combat is. But funny how the Justice card was before, and then the next one is the Emperor upright. This is a time for good, solid, within the law, proper decision making. I'm not getting from this reading a great new, recent, or near future home, but I'm getting an impression of guarding against petty combat of any kind and working well with others. There's an issue of working well with others, because as I was shuffling, it was a Three of Cups reversed. Something is going on. There's some kind of combat or working well with others. And I know this is one of those odd readings that doesn't come out and say an answer like some do. It's a kind of answer that happens in life. There's a struggle, there's a combat, there's a maybe a bit of deception. With upside down swords is sometimes deception. Look around and see if somebody doesn't have your back. Again, not doom and gloom. And stay within the law. You had justice reversed and emperor after that, and I think the reader on the phone would agree with me. That's very much stay within the law. Do not do anything illegal at this point. Literally, those two cards combined can mean incarceration. Not always.
Oh.
I'm not always. But emperor and justice reversed right next to each other can mean please obey the law.
And I say what I pulled. I pulled something. And you just said something that was interesting. And, okay, so what I got the Queen of Pentacles. This was very slow to develop. But right next to that Queen of Pentacles, I got the Eight of Swords, which is someone who is tied and bound, which also ties into that jail aspect.
Yes. And if not jail, can just mean bad decisions and deception and bad results. There's a couple ways, but yeah, she's right, and I was on that path too with that. Go ahead, please.
So I don't know, and then right next to that is the Hermit. So you gotta, whatever this is, someone has a lot of time to sit and think about things on their own. Hopefully, it's
I
just
in the chat room. They said, "Oh, I understand.
You know,
I got."
Okay, I hope so, but, you know, it's hopefully just the prison of the mind.
Well,
because
I
that
also,
is a,
and I do see the other callers. There's a couple others, and we'll get to you. And, in fact, I'll keep you on the line. You never gave me your name, I don't think.
Camille.
Oh, you did give me your name. I'm sorry. I will keep you on the line because I kind of enjoy having another reader on the line, if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
And we have been thinking a lot. Okay. And remember that sometimes when we're mentioning all these stuff, which are the occasional negative things that come up, like jail and all this, that doesn't always mean for the person asking the question. It could mean deception behind their back and it's somebody engaging in it too.
Oh, yeah.
Like the person asking might not be guilty of that. So, but it is a warning. And I have to offer these warnings because in the tarot there are a few warnings that come up when you get law cards like that and then justice upside down next to it. That it's kind of a make sure you make sure you don't
your
lie anything that the man would not approve of at this point.
Keep your nose very clean.
Thank you for your question, and I do have another person. I'm going to bring their microphone on. It is a 765 number. And hello, 765. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello there.
I am doing well. And apparently we have now Camille has joined us. I think I hear shuffling cards in the background now.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Trying to clear that deck.
That's part of our shows is I also call it sometimes, like sometimes I call the show when I do a divination show, I sometimes call it a divination party. Bring your oracle deck. Bring it in the chat room. Talk about it, whatever. If there is readings, there is. If not, then we'll just talk about our different cards. And I have a friend who invented a deck, so you know he joins us from time to time. And it's a bunch of stick figure drawings. But anyway, caller, were you looking for a general message or something specific?
Well, something specific.
Okay.
I have there's an event that I want to go to in October, and I'm wondering if financially and maybe if it will work out that I can go financially and whether it, you know, would be a good thing to do.
Okay. That is very specific. And we'll look at how that's going. I'm going to shuffle the deck. And again, as often happens to me, a card fell out. I'll shuffle and tell me when to stop. Okay. Now I'm going to cut it into two piles since one already fell. Pick from one or two.
One.
Okay. It's a interesting
group of cards. The first one is the Seven of Swords reversed, which means let me just go ahead and explain the other two, and then I'll talk about the three of them in relation. The second one is the Three of Swords, and again, we're talking about something kind of quick, so the swiftness of swords seems to be appropriate. And the third one, they're all reversed, and Five of Wands. There seems to be a lot of letting go of thinking there's deception, letting go of some heartbreak working with others, and letting go of combat. By that distinction, I would say that there's a very good chance you'll be able to do this. However, the funny thing was, is you asked about the money involved, and I didn't get a card that I felt like has anything to do with money. Perhaps what that means is maybe find a way to have the money, even if you think you don't, if it's that important to you. Because the combat and the worry and the deception and the brokenheartedness are more created in your mind than are actually real. And I'll again explain to my other tarot reader on the line, that is because her cards were Seven of Swords reversed, upright, as you know, is deception. Three of Swords reversed, which is a letting go of the heartbreak of others and working with others that you think might happen. And the Five of Wands, combat, reversed, the stalemate ending. So I think those cards are saying that perhaps there's a perceived problem that really isn't there. And I think you can find a way to pay for this and make it happen. It seems like pretty positive to me.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
It might require a new way of thinking, though, quickly, like sort of on your feet quickly. But I have a feeling you can make this happen.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Maybe you might also need to seek out multiple streams of income or other sources in which to conjure up the money, because I pulled the Seven of Cups for you, followed by the Queen of Cups, where you need to really look within yourself, your own emotional nature, to discover what you can do. And also, no money cards in mine either, but all about looking within your own emotional nature, doing what you love, having a lot of fun, a lot of vitality, because I get the Sun after that. So you have to really focus on fun, what appeals to you and what's fun.
And one that popped out as I was shuffling to clean the deck, as you know, sometimes you shuffle just to clean excess energy off the deck, was the Hanged Man. And that's showing a bit of patience. I have a feeling that's not directly related to your question, though. I have a feeling that's related to more of what Camille started to talk about, and that in the future, perhaps it's good to look at as exactly what she said. Look into yourself and find things that appeal to your emotions to make more money. I'm in the exact position myself right now in life, where I have a day job, but I'm trying to shift to doing my artistic pleasures for money, like music, radio, as well as I'm writing a book. My book actually isn't related to any of the things we're talking about tonight. I won't go into that now, but I'm writing just sort of a fun, simple coffee table kind of book, not really an epic book or a new age book or a novel. But I understand, and I think Camille's giving you very good advice, maybe even beyond the question, and then the Hangman popping out shows me that the Queen of Cups, as Camille said,
look
deeply into the things that you love, and then have some patience, and then maybe the next time around you won't be asking whether or not you can afford this. Is perhaps a message for that.
Exactly.
I understand.
And whatever it is, I caution you, I'm not exactly sure what it is that you are currently putting your attention to at this moment. And it might seem very fun or something. It might seem very, you know, appealing to you, but whatever it is, be careful that it's not just like castles in the sky. Yeah.
Or confusion, or things that just allow you to be deluded, right? You were thinking Seven of Cups. I think it's a good reading all around, though. I really do. I think some of what you think might not be letting you do this is in your mind, and it's okay, because it happens to us all. It certainly happens to me. I'm not perfect at all. And sometimes we have to condition ourselves and say, you know what, I can find a way to make this happen. It'll be okay. It's not so bad.
Yeah.
It's not so much combat and not so much deception as I might think sometimes as we get wrapped up in ourselves and our lives. But thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we do have another caller.
Hello.
And we have 267. Are you there?
I hear a lot of noise, background.
I think we're in the middle of a video game.
Oh.
I hear, is 267 there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, there you are.
There, I hear.
Yeah.
And
oh, my phone beeping.
Okay. Here now, yeah.
So, would you like a general message?
Yes, and I'd also like a question regarding a relationship I'm in. Well,
okay.
Seeing somebody.
All right.
What's your name? My name's Crystal.
Yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go ahead and let my new co-hostess start this reading. I'll let you start off.
Okay, so you are in a relationship. Do you mind giving at least the first initial of the other person?
Jay.
Jay, okay.
There's the shuffle sound.
Oh, yeah. So I'm just asking, what does Crystal need to know about her relationship with Jay? What's going on with Crystal and Jay? Just to see. All righty. Strength, the King of Swords and the Six of Pentacles. Strength is, I would not be surprised if you were not having communication issues with Jay.
Mm-hmm.
I would not be surprised if it's a situation where one is giving more than the other person. And sometimes when we give and give and give, we tend to spread ourselves way too thin. And what results is an unequal relationship where, you know, sometimes you have to put in like 70% where the other person puts in 30% because, you know, that's just how it is. But it shouldn't always be that way, and you should not make excuses for yourself or for the other person either. And you might find where you're really putting in overtime or asking to be more, being asked to be stronger than you might need to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exactly sure what's going on in your relationship, but what's going on in your relationship that is prompting the call? Crystal? Hello? Crystal?
Hello? Are you there, Crystal? She's,
Crystal has,
according to our microphone, she is still on. She's on a cell phone and just not...
Yeah, she said something about a phone beeping, but, it's like, if Crystal, if you are still there, the maiden
there is...
on the...
Go ahead,
is
go
she
ahead.
There? Well, the
no,
maiden on
I,
the strength card is
I'm going
grabbing
to keep
lion.
Her mic on for a little bit.
Okay.
And what I want to do, we do have another caller, so of course I have to get to that other caller. I think we actually have two.
Yeah.
Very
oh,
active
cool.
for being a 1 in the morning show. Man.
I love that.
I will go ahead and right before we get to the other 267, I promise I'll get to you. You had the strength. I was curious about your three cards.
Yeah, strength, King of Swords, and the Six of Pentacles.
Okay.
So I just see communication issues, like how the maiden has the strength, the line by the mouth.
Yes.
Some communication issues. Maybe something is not being expressed as it quite needs to be, and maybe someone is spreading themselves way too thin. Giving more than the other is
you.
Okay. I'm interested in how other readers read. I would have read that differently, but without not necessarily not the same result, if you know what I mean. I don't mean this in any way like, hey, let's debate. No, I don't mean that. I just meant I would have picked up on it differently. But that's good, though. That's a good thing. I like hearing how other people interpret cards together, of course. Oh, I think I hear somebody. Are you trying to come through again? Are you there?
Yes, I don't hear anything.
Okay. Well, her microphone will go off, and I'm going to go ahead and bring on 267. 267, are you there?
It's actually Crystal. I got disconnected from the other line.
Oh, you know what? I had a feeling about that. I was like, I wonder if she's going back on another line.
Yeah, I had to.
But go ahead. And Camille will continue explaining. Oh, hold on. Camille.
Oh, yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, good. We had a brief glitch, and go ahead, you're back. She is back,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you're able to hear anything that I said, if any of that resonated with you. What's going on?
Yeah, go ahead and start over.
Okay. No, what I interpreted with my cards is it's a possibility that you might be having communication issues and something is not necessarily being expressed that needs to be. One person might be giving more than the other person is, like putting in a lot more overtime and extra time than the other person is, and it might be very exhausting, because the next card I have after that Six of Pentacles is the Four of Swords, where someone is just not dead, but just kind of asleep, you know, resting,
mm-hmm.
like in a timeout. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just made his name.
Yeah, that's what I got with just as little input from you. But
could you pull a card and see how he's feeling towards me? Because I mean, he's a Virgo and I'm a Cancer, so we're opposite as far as communication.
Ooh. Virgo is one of the like most non. Difficult to draw out of those earth signs sometimes.
It's been a while. There is a connection there, but it's just he's very...
Air signs like me are just blabbermouths, and we turn people off with our so many opinions. But go ahead. I'm going to... Well, I stepped away from my cards to chat in the chat room. You want me to draw one, or do you want to draw one, Camille?
Yeah. You draw. Because
okay.
I'm curious what you're going to
say. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to shuffle and ask the question one more time. How does he feel about you? And this one is sticking out at me. I'm going to go ahead and grab this one. He is feeling... in a way that I would say that many men feel. This card is the Judgment card reversed. And the next one after that is the Ten of Pentacles reversed. Meaning, if you understand men, for a while we had kind of a girly conversation going on here. Now we're talking about a man conversation, I think. You're talking about a man, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're not judgmental here. It can be a guy or a girl. What I'm saying is I thought it was a man, and judgment reverse means a fear. Judgment upright is a card of a liberation and of hearing the trumpets and all this beautiful stuff. It's a deeply spiritual card. It's a major arcana card. In its reverse position, and with the one following it, is the one that I think is the typical man card, meaning the Ten of Pentacles reverse is a card of success, money, physical pleasure, and there's a fear of commitment, perhaps,
mm-hmm.
because a fear of losing things. And this is very true in the hearts of men, of this sort of insecurity and rejection and fear of losing things. However, the card after that I get, and we'll see what Camille's interpretation of this is after this, is the Knight of Wands, which is very much just a charge forward anyway kind of thing. I think it's positive and charge forward, but we're dealing with basic insecurity and fear stuff. But with the Knight of Wands, a definite action card, again, not necessarily ruling the realm of romance, but can be of the spirit or of building things. Wands are the structures, you know, the things that build, and like pillars of a building or the studs in a building. And in this case, a stud for you. And
Right.
Sorry, bad joke. But it's telling me to go ahead and that it'll be okay. But there's that the recent near past stuff, the Ten of Pentacles reverse. What card represents men's desires more than, I think, the Ten of Pentacles in the Minor Arcana, right? The abundance, the everything, the money, the pretty girl, the in reverse being the fear of losing everything, and the trumpet reversed, the judgment reversed. How would you see the judgment reversed, perhaps, Camille? That was the first one. That's the trumpet. You
how
know, the
would I see that one? Oh, yeah. First off, I don't deal with reversals. But let me tell you, though, but when I am considering that, to me, on the, because the way that I shuffle where everything is upright, but if something comes out reversed, I consider it as something that is just being expressed, but at it's having a more difficult time to be expressed. So, judgment, yeah. Yeah.
By the way, I'm speaking of judgment card. I have judgment of people that don't do reversals. I didn't used to, and then when I started to feel a certain, actually, liberation with doing them. Like, it sort of,
okay.
We'll get into that later. We're talking to a caller now. And the judgment reversed as a major arcana card. And so, again, it definitely plays into the male fears, loss of control,
mm-hmm.
right? And they're all about control.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all about control and wanting to succeed and to be seen as abundant and confident. And if they don't hear the trumpet, even though it's blasting away, it's a fear of failure. And the next card was the Ten of Pentacles, which means he's insecure. These are natural insecurities, by the way, to the caller, and they are pretty much true with every person, or especially with men. However, the final card is the Knight of Wands, which means charge forward and go ahead. You know, it's a good positive card. I'm going to just pull another one, and it's convenient. It's reversed, and it's the Seven of Cups reversed. And sometimes upright, the Seven of Cups is confusion. It's sometimes called the confusion card, not because it's bad, but because there's a lot of options. So when it's upside down or reverse, it can mean, I think, let go of the confusion and have faith and perhaps maybe let him know that everything's, you know, good. You know, be reassuring to him while still keeping your own power, of course. Now I'm talking like a guy, I guess, but B, he's having maybe basic male fears, basic male insecurities. To me, with the Knight of Wands upright and the Seven of Cups reversed, which means letting go of confusion, I think it's going to be just fine. And I think he very much, the two of you will have what you seek. But it will involve, you know, just being involved and making sure that those insecurities are, of course, not true. Because just like they say in the martial art world, I was a martial artist and fought in tournaments. They say martial arts are created to calm the fears of men. Men have lots of fears and insecurities. Women do too. They're just different ones. I like to say sometimes the quote that, like, if you're walking out on the street, the fear for a woman is, like, in a dangerous city street, she might be attacked. What's the fear for a man? Somebody might think he's a creep that's going to attack somebody. So they're similar. But everybody has their insecurity. So I think it's fine. Doesn't mean the guy's insecure. He's just going through basic stuff. charge forward, be the Knight of Wands, go ahead with this relationship. Show him you know, the right thing to do and release the confusion, and I think you'll be fine.
Now, a few pull cards as far as, like, how's he feeling towards me?
Say that again?
I'll let okay. Camille do that. She wants another, like, confirmation card about how he actually feels towards her.
Well, okay. First off, yeah, I must say, we've both pulled some cards here. You are in a relationship with this man, correct?
Yeah, it's actually, it's not a committed, but it is.
It's new. It's new and starting.
No, it's been 2 years. Like, it's been an off and on thing, but there's a connection that always drives us back.
Okay.
It's the confusion, like you said.
So, are you in direct communication with him?
Yeah, I mean, we see each other all the time, constantly, every day, but.
Okay, open up a dialogue with him based on the cards that I already pulled. And I'm not saying be confrontational, because sometimes as women we have a tendency to be too confrontational, where men communicate, but in a different way. And I guess when you approach him, avoid being confrontational, avoid like being dramatic. Just kind of wait and watch what he does. Like, ask him to fix something, you know? Ask him to teach you something that you didn't know before. Ask him to demonstrate some sort of a technical ability or skill or something, rather than be in your own head analyzing it, overanalyzing. Well, how does he think about me? Well, watch him. Watch his actions toward you, and you will have your answer right there.
And again, I think that plays into my Seven of Cups reverse card, of meaning if she takes action with the Knight of Wands, that confusion will be released. Just be proactive. But go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt your interpretation.
No, but you're right, though. Yeah, just because. You won't
There's a proactiveness that has to happen. Otherwise, I think it'll slip away. It involves your action. Men are actually trained to lay back. That's a very important thing that a secret that I shouldn't reveal. Ha ha.
No, reveal.
They are. I mean, when young men are trained, they're trained. Do not look desperate. Look confident. Do not over-communicate. Do not call desperately. Now, some men do this activity anyway, but...
Yeah.
I'm just saying that, you know, we're trained as men, as young boys and men. When you like a girl, you say something, then you pull back and watch them come. You know, you don't.
Yeah.
You're the aggressor. You might be the instigator, but then you, by provoking their emotions, let them be the instigator. I'm not saying it like an evil conspiracy. I'm just saying that these are the things where there are different things taught to men, you know, men and women as they come up. And for men, it's always don't look desperate and don't look not competent. You know, there's huge, you know, messages. They're always guarding against that. You know, they're always guarding against how much do I communicate? What do I do? Yeah. So I'm just going to lay back, and it fails for us all the time.
Yeah, I get it.
It doesn't.
Now, ask him to fix something. Ask him to... Hey, I think I'm having trouble with, my sink. Can you come and tinker with it? Or, you know, whatever. It doesn't have to be your sink. But something, asking to come over and fix something. You know? Yeah. And then just see. Like, rather than stress yourself out at 10, 11. He has what now?
He has some of those little things where, you know, things I can't do. I always do call on him for the SOT.
Oh, well then, here you go. You know, it's like, does he come around? Does he seem to appreciate you and your company?
Appreciation, he definitely seeks back.
Okay. Well, just keep monitoring his actions and attitudes and have fun with the relationship.
Yeah, I mean, asking the cards exactly what he feels, I don't even know if the greatest, you know, mystic alive can always tell you exactly how somebody feels. But what they can say is there are certain things to watch for and to look out for, to know. And this is the wisdom passed on, you know, from generation to generation. You know, mothers tell their daughters all this. But I think Camille is on to something there.
Yeah. Yeah. Have some fun with it. Even the baby says, yes, have fun with it.
Fun. Enjoy. Remember that it is about joy.
Yeah.
That it is about joy. I think a lot of people need to know time to time.
it's not
out and too serious.
Right, right. And then it all comes back to this card's already pulled with the strength and the Six of Pentacles, where you don't want to have that on your spirit where you are the one going this way and that, out of control, and like giving and giving and giving and giving, and he's just kind of like, huh? Because then it upsets the balance in the relationship, and like that Knight of Wands, you don't want him to flee, like make a quick exit, like, I'm done, you know, because you've demonstrated way too much.
And I have to mention, you can continue, I just say, I have to mention, because there's other callers, Mary Lou, I see you there, we're going to get to you.
Oh, yeah.
Other caller
I'm
as well. We have other callers. We still have plenty of time, folks. I just extended the time. That's what I was out doing. I'm so glad you called, Camille, because you allowed me the time to do these technical things.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. I'm glad that I did call. Fun.
And thank you for sharing my Sunday night here with us on Main Street Universe. And But back to the message for the caller. Again, my reading was you take action, let go of confusion, don't worry too much. I think it's fine. When you get the Knight of Wands at the end, that's kind of like just take action and charge forward and it'll be okay. But it will require your action as well. Engage this person. They want to be wanted. You know, that's very male.
Yeah.
They want to be wanted. They want to be necessary, like Camille said. You know, ask him to come, you know, like she said, fix the sink or whatever. Just engage him. Maybe without too much drama, but that could be the man in me speaking.
But you're right. You are right.
Anyway, we have other callers here, and I really thank you very much for calling us this evening.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I hope this is helpful to
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And, again, it looks like it's going to be okay. Just relax, but take good positive action and engage the person. Engage them with positive action. Make them feel necessary, you know, and I think you'll be okay with that. And we're going to go ahead and turn your microphone off. And again, thank you very much. And I'm going to go to, we have two callers. We have one, Mary Lou. And Mary Lou, who we're going to go ahead and turn your microphone on. And I think here it is. How are you this evening?
I'm good.
Or morning, how are you? Depending on where you are.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well. And did you wish for a general reading or just a discussion or a specific reading?
A general would be great.
Okay, this time I will instigate general one, but go ahead and shuffle Camille as I heard you do.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fun. I encourage this, by the way. I encourage other readers to call. Or either just chat. I have one very wise woman that is a practitioner that sometimes just chats. I'm not always looking at the chat room, but she's like very wise and gives me great advice and occasionally great insight on readings. I've been very blessed to know some pretty cool metaphysical practitioners over the years in my journeys in life. I'm 41. Anyway, tell me when to stop shuffling. As I'm shuffling. Okay. And I will divide it into three piles while humming my little hummy way of talking. And pick from pile 1, 2, or 3.
3.
All right. Pick from pile 1 or 2.
1.
Okay. This is a very unusual reading in some ways. Two major arcana cards. I'm going to start right off with basically just what it is, and that is the Devil card. And the Devil card in your recent near past and possible present shows me that there's some sort of obsession or something going on. This can mean obsession, it can mean addiction, it can mean just bad behavior in general. The Devil card isn't always negative, but it's a high focus on physical things, real world things, physical manifestation things like physical pleasure and obsessive behaviors. And a bit of being trapped at times. However, in the near, right after that, I get the Star, which is an amazingly positive card. So this is giving me this impression that there's a great potential in believing that there is a stepping out of anything of this. There's a great potential of, you know, sort of wishes coming true. The card after that, and by the way, the Star is equally as powerful or more powerful. I won't say more powerful, but I understand that some people that don't know the tarot, if they hear the Devil card, they're thinking, oh my gosh, it is obsession, it is sometimes addiction, bad behavior. It can mean bad behavior around you, even if it's not you, and you're chained by it, like someone maybe is chaining you with this if it's not you. After that is the Star. I see a lot of liberation and potential hope in the near future. Star is an amazingly good positive card to have upright. And clearly wish come true card, you know, wish upon a star, you know, kind of a thing. And after that is back down to earth a little bit with the Six of Cups. And the Six of Cups in this case is reversed, which means to me that in its upright position it is gifts, it is excess emotion. And to me what this is saying is that you're going to come into that state of you're feeling that emotion, but you don't necessarily feel like you're getting it back. Like there's something missing and it might not be returning to you, because in the upright position, the six of cups can mean gifts from the past. And I'm almost getting the feeling that maybe there's someone from the past that's burdening you with obsessions, or it could just be your own emotional things that you're getting over. And to hope, you know, and with the Star card, there's a good potential of getting over it, but still a stagnation, an emotional stagnation of things not working out, but a little bit of sadness from the past I'm getting here. From a person from the past, which could be the recent past. But it is not necessarily, though, when I say that, a negative reading. It just means that things are being delayed. Like the rewards of your kindness are being delayed. So, and I'll see if Camille has any opinion on what I've just said. Devil, Star, and Six of Cups reversed.
Yeah. That shadowy devil. What's interesting about that, as a reader, I know the Devil card. And assuming you are doing like a Rider-Waite-Smith variation, you see that devil with a man and a woman in bondage. who he
exactly.
is. Yeah, well, I get the Lovers, which in stark contrast, instead of a man and a woman in chains, it's a man and a woman like Adam and Eve, and instead of the devil, it's, I believe this is Archangel Raphael. It's a very loving energy where...
it's also important to note that the car after that was the star. So
yeah.
It could be something to be, since we're doing a dual reading, to be reversed by the wish come true. And so you're getting the second side of this.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. Because and for those that don't know, the devil and the lover's card actually look very similar.
Yeah.
Except there's just not a big old devil standing behind them in the lover's card. And
there's a big angel.
Yeah, it's an angel instead, and it's two sort of a nude man and woman. But anyway, before we go on with that, I want to ask the caller, so is there something, some sort of obsession or something like that? Is this how you're feeling in general, or do you think, or someone around you?
It fits me.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I'm obsessive, but I think there are issues around me that fit.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a love relationship? It's a potential for a love relationship.
Yeah, is something new happening?
Potential is the key word because it's not manifested.
And that's what I'm getting, I think, with Six of Cups reversed, is delays on emotional manifestation.
Yeah.
When
it's
upright, it means
is.
Gifts from the past, new stuff, great emotional cups filled with flowers and beautiful things. So what I'm going to do is draw three more, and I'm going to ask you, pick from pile. I have three piles. Pick one, two, or three.
Three.
Okay. Well, this one is very simple and humble. This is the Temperance card. And this is a card that speaks to the idea that some patience is in order. This is not necessarily a time like one of the readings earlier, because some people go, oh, these readings can be for anybody, but they're not always. Everything is different for each person. And this is a card of patience and of some self-discipline, which is, of course, the opposite of the devil card, the Anton LaVey card. And the Temperance card is... also of the number 14, which breaks down to a 5. In numeric numerology, depending on the type of numerology, it's transformation with patience. And that's exactly how I see this reading, is that with a little patience, I think this will be fine. This is perhaps a guard against drama of any kind, or excessive drama of any kind. Not, that doesn't mean emotion or passion. There's a difference between passion and drama that I think some people don't always realize. You can be passionate without excessively dramatic. This is a time to be, yes, passionate, but have, just as the card's name is, temperance, and then realize that transformation, there's a potential for success here. This was not necessarily the future card of this person. This was what could get you to that future. Perhaps Camille can draw maybe one more card for that.
Yeah, I'll just sum up what I laid out. I've got Judgment, the Lovers, the Chariot, where you are just waking up. You are just being called into some sort of response. And the Lovers, it is you integrating both half of yourself, the masculine and the feminine side, becoming a whole person.
That could be
and
temperance
in the Chariot.
Well.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And in the Chariot, it is a transformation where you are finding all that energy and getting on top and propelling yourself forward. So what you want to do is accept any and all social invitations that you might get. Get out of the house a little bit more and just open up your own heart and be receptive once you get out there. That's what you're being asked to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure is a lot of major arcana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Four major arcanas in the ones that I pulled for you.
Wow.
So there must be a degree of importance here, at least deeply, or at least to the higher self, even if in the lower self, you're not exactly sure if it is.
Yeah.
The major arcana sometimes speaks to the self that you're not exactly aware that is being spoken to. Meaning, what I mean by that is think of like when you're a child and there's a lesson being learned and your parents are teaching you that lesson and you think it's a bummer, of course, but of course there's a good reason why you're going through this thing you don't want to do, to simplify.
Right.
You know? And that's sort of how I sometimes view the major arcana or communication with higher self versus, I won't want to say lower self, perhaps just other self, because they're both equally important, as within, so without, as above, so below, as the universe, so the soul. The physical stuff is just as important as the spiritual stuff. They all complement each other. And we do have other callers. I really appreciate you calling, and I hope it helped. And I'm going to get some other callers.
Good greetings. Thank you both.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. And by the way, for those that don't know, Camille is not my full-time co-hostess, but she joined us, and I liked her so much, I just wanted her to stay on the line and help out.
We're having fun.
Yes, I'm enjoying this. In fact, I extended the show another 23 minutes that I could.
Awesome.
So now we have 659. My gosh, the phone lines are lit up. 659, you are on the air.
Hello, is this Daniel?
Yes.
Yes, hi. I got your show. And Camille, hi. I got Daniel's show underneath about the story where Daniel and another guy was talking about the stories of Neve.
Oh, yes. Evan Pass, Zariana Radio, perhaps.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I have a question. I'm wondering if you can do a spread for me to ask the tarot card if because for me, right, I find that my thoughts, like how should I put it? Like there are ways that people can know what I'm thinking about. So I was wondering, like, is it possible that you help me check, like, you know, how is that possible that people can, you know what I'm thinking about?
You think somebody is guessing your thoughts or knowing what you're thinking?
Yeah.
No, it's actually guessing. Actually, I've been under spiritual heavy attack, and when those people send in those negative beings into the house, I can smell them. But when I smell them, I could feel that they actually catch my thoughts and then send it back to the owner, you know, that kind of thing. So I was wondering, like, you know, if, do you know of any method I can help myself and things like that?
Oh, okay. This is different than a tarot question.
Yeah.
I've heard you.
I forget your name. I think you might have called in to Master T.
Yes. You know
me? I heard you one time. Well, I don't know you, but I forget your name, but you're in Singapore?
It's okay.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, awesome. Good to speak with you. Personally, that's not necessarily a tarot reading. It's more like if you are under some sort of a direct spiritual or psychic attack, there are things that you can do to try and deflect that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
I'm a Christian. I read the Bible every day. But I just don't know how to prevent those beings from coming into the house, you know.
Oh dear.
No, I have not been initiated into any sort of otherworldly spiritual practice, but I know some people do something with, like, mirrors. They put mirrors in the corners, and you'd have to look up online for that because I don't want to steer you in the wrong direction.
Right. I will.
Yeah, but also, yeah, you
I will say this.
Something more than
now, first of all, I'm sorry, Camille. Were you still going?
Oh no, I'm done. I don't want to miss. You know. Yeah.
Okay. I was just hoping I wasn't interrupting. And I am of a different spiritual tradition. I mean, there are Christian ways to deal with these things.
No. Yeah.
And there are also other tradition ways to deal with these things. If you desire, I mean, there are exorcisms in the Christian world. The important thing is that it must be something that you believe will work.
Yeah.
In my tradition, I have things that I know work because I believe in them. Now, if you're a Christian, then perhaps we can help to steer you towards someone that, you know, does something according to the Bible. Now, I do know this, and I will say this, even though I'm not a Christian. I have many Christian friends, and they will say that under the protection of God, no demon can ever harm you. So if you place a prayer and say that I am protected by God, that this can never harm me, because remember that the original light of the universe started from God himself, and that all these little demons or anything that can harm you are simply creations that came after that. So they cannot get inside if you mount that shield, if you make that prayer and say, nothing will enter here. You are not welcome here. No demon is welcome here. Now, granted, I'm not Christian, but it's the same thing with me. It's the same thing with my tradition. If I say, you know, the goddess is the creator of all, which I believe both in God and goddess. I won't go into detail about my tradition, but just saying that, you know, that they created everything in the first place, or were they part of the beginning in the first place. So all these little negative things are echoes of their energy anyway. They can always be cast away. Now, sometimes you may have a progressively or aggressive person really attacking you spiritually, and that just means to be even yet stronger in your tradition. So if you're a Christian, you know, go to your priest and see if he says what he says about it. I don't know. Some Christians are all for saying, okay, I will help you press, you know, cast a prayer shield or something of that nature. Some will not. Some will view it as magic, you know, and not engage in that. But if remember that even though we're of different religions, that God or the goddess or both of them or all at once were the original formless life, and that all these evil things can't defeat it because it's the original thing anyway. And it's also the little spark of divine in you. It's the reason you're able to talk to me right now, is your soul, your energy spark. The energy spark is connected directly to God.
Okay.
And they cannot harm you if you will them away. Pray and say, I am protected by the very creator of not only me, but you. Remember, these demons were created by, unfortunately, at some time, they formed, but they were created by God anyway. And rebelled and all of that, if you're going on the Christian story, the angels that fell from heaven. But they all are children of God. Even demons are children of God.
No, you're right. I have,
and
you say
can't
you
harm another child of God that asserts themselves of any religion, in my opinion, Hindus, whoever. You know, they all have their ways of protecting. And it's by the recognition that we're both children of God or goddess, depending on your religion, and by asserting it, you assert it. You can't. You don't have the right.
May ask it for the.
What did you say? I have something. You said you read your Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. I am. Well, I believe in God and God is His will. I'm also a Catholic,
okay.
But I, you know, but I read. I believe in the power of the Psalms. If you go to your Bible to Psalm 29 and recite that psalm, yeah, that is for purification of the home against, like, demons or other forces of that nature, Psalm 29. And
yes, I'm looking at it now.
I won't read it, but, yeah, you can read that yourself. And maybe get a little bit of, like, water with salt and kind of sprinkle that around your house.
Holy water.
Okay.
Yeah, holy water. Some people even drop a little bit of extra virgin olive oil into that. That's
right.
Another old custom. You just sprinkle it around your house.
But keep it.
You read that. Yeah.
And keep it in something that feels strong to you, you know. Carry a cross around, throw some holy water around and say, be out, you know, I am a child of God. And so are they. Remember that they are too, even the evil ones.
Yeah.
They didn't exist before the primordial thing. They didn't exist before the great first energy, the great first God. And so they cannot defeat the great initial. Now, granted, we're talking cross-religion stuff here, but I think I'm saying it in a universal way that the original thing was the original God. Some say goddess, some say both, and some say different things, but to simplify it, it's God. The original energy thing, the bad stuff comes from them too. The bad stuff, everything comes from that original source, and you come from that original source. So they aren't really that much more powerful than you. You have the ability to banish them, not through your own power, but through God's power going through you and banishing them. Like she said, throw the water around. And I say, carry a cross around if you want. Get rid of these spirits. They're a mess. They're bad house guests.
That's right.
Yes, I'm
cursed. A curse can be pretty easily banished, actually. Because manifesting magic actually takes a lot of work. People can cast a curse, but honestly, a curse is a pretty intense thing to cast. It can happen, yes. I'm not saying it can't happen. I'm not being light about that or light-hearted about that in that way. It can be real. It can also be easily banished because it all is energy and it comes from the same source, and you can banish it.
I guess the person who can do negative magic is because they have hatred in their heart. Am I right?
And, of course, someone would have bad feelings and hatred, and they can send that wave of energy towards you. Of course, yeah. But you can banish that.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. Thank you very much.
Thank you
for calling.
But remember, be strong in your faith, banish it. Do something physical,
okay.
What she said. Throw some holy water around. Get it out of there.
Yeah. And read your Psalm 29.
Cool.
Thank you
so much.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Turning the
mic
off. Believe it or not, we have another caller. This was once a one-hour show that went into almost 2 hours. And here comes 818. Are you there?
Hi, how are you doing?
Hello, how are you?
Good.
And welcome to Main Street Universe, Sunday night, or actually, I guess, Monday night edition. And do you have a desire for a general reading or something specific?
Yeah, I have a specific question for you. It's in regards to my mom's health. She was admitted to the hospital on Friday, and I was wondering if you could do a reading for me regarding her health.
Okay. This is a funny area because I often don't like to do anything that involves life and death in this way.
some people consider it to be a bad practice. And Camille, I'm wondering if you can expand just on that, even though I will draw a few cards.
Two things. I don't tend to look at specific health questions, particularly not for someone who is not in the room.
Yeah.
So okay. I like to do things more like something to where it gives you some more power, like how can you get through this time or something like that, rather than try to give, because your mom is in the hospital, correct?
Yes. I agree with you on that part because of the fact that, yes, I mean, that's really the way I should have worded the question was, how do I, myself, it's not so much to figure
out.
Do
not feel negative about that. It's perfectly understandable. And
yeah.
The three cards
and
that I have.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt like that. I stopped to turn around and look at the chat room. And I was still, of course, I was listening. It was such a serious question. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those questions that I just wanted to say that as readers, we sometimes are advised in mystical practices not to answer certain things, you know, that involve life and death, I guess. However, I was getting that this was about you, so I went ahead and drew three cards.
Yeah.
I apologize for the interruption if it sounded rude.
That's okay.
The first one definitely fits, and that's the Five of Cups reversed. It's the Five of Cups is a card of emotional loss and emotional confusion and loss, and cups are falling down. A couple of them are still up. However, since it's in the upside-down position, there's a possibility of this working out. The next card, and then I'll just tell you the three cards and explain them all. The next one is the Nine of Pentacles reverse. And this is definitely you feeling very much not empowered at all about pretty much anything. Emotion, money, but physical pleasure, even you're just feeling things are lifting away. You're not feeling empowered. And the next one is the Six of Wands reversed. And that tells me that there's you're not feeling victorious about this at all. So I understand that these three were pretty much on how you felt. And I'm going to draw a few more because that doesn't sound like a good takeaway or a result. From a reading, sometimes they are just confusing and diffusing. I think we're going to try to grab something to take away for some hope here, because right now it's just you're feeling powerless is completely what I'm getting from this. And honestly, you knew that before you called.
Mm-hmm.
And next one is a very important card in my opinion. This one is the Knight of Pentacles upright. And this is telling me that there's going to be movement sometime soon, that you have to do some kind of homework. I'm even getting an impression, just a vibration, that perhaps this homework might actually help your situation or your mother a little bit. I don't know what form that'll take. But sometimes the pentacles, the coins, are about research. They're about physical things. They're about things in the real world, money, sometimes physical pleasure. But they're oftentimes about research and getting things done. So I'm going to go ahead and draw another two cards. The next one is the Nine of Wands. This means that you, I think, will work very hard to find an answer to this.
Yeah.
But the Nine of Wands character, if you see him in the Rider-Waite deck, is he's a little bit wounded, but he's working very hard. He's built up eight things and has the ninth. By the wands, they're long staffs. They're like pillars, wands, staves, and they represent building things. So you working hard physically and in the real world and building things, again, another kind of hard-working card, the Nine of Wands, which I think you're willing to do. You just strike me as a person that's willing to do something and work for something, but still feeling very wounded because he is a wounded character. The card after that I get is still a lot of frustration, and it's the Ten of Cups reversed, and there's frustration emotionally. This is very important to you, and the importance of it links again to the other card that I just drew that just sort of came out, is another coin card, another pentacle card, again around money or possible money, and it's the King of Pentacles. So what I'm getting from this, I'm getting a feeling that you are willing to research and work very hard at something, but are, honestly, I'm almost going beyond the question you asked. And I'm getting a feeling that your emotional fulfillment is really bad right now with the Ten of Cups reversed. Like something, some aspect, maybe not every aspect, but something in you is just not emotionally fulfilled. And it's a family card, too, it being the Ten of Cups, but it's upside down. But in sometime in the future, this will work itself out through pretty much not magic, but hard work.
You know what it is? I drew three, and I think I know what's going on. You didn't ask this, but your original question, I think whatever's going on with your mom's health condition, and I can't diagnose, but whatever's going on, I feel that you will need to go ahead on and educate yourself with
about
whatever's going on and then present it. Yeah, present it to her care, her doctors and caregivers. Like, you're going to have to put in some time researching your mom's health and present that to work, maybe in concert with her doctors and caregivers. That's a big possibility.
Okay.
To educate yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, I was getting that too, because when you have those those pentacle standing still cards, like the Page of Pentacles, sometimes you get that feeling of there's research to be done.
Yes.
And it's not the kind of reading that gives you that great, you know, quick, sexy answer. Some of them are like that. Some of them aren't. Some of them are about dig deep, do some research, do some hard work. Some give you a direct answer.
It's going to be some hard work.
I see in the future abundant use, but I don't know about the situation outside of... I think there's something making you feel emotionally stagnant. I'm getting that pretty hard from this reading. So do some work.
Uh-huh.
We're down to about 60 seconds. I apologize, everybody. And thank you very much for calling us.
Yeah.
And please contact us at some time for a more in-depth reading. And honestly, just a conversation, if you just want to talk.
Yeah, this is fun.
And we're running out.
Guys.
Thank you so much, Camille.
Yeah,
we're down.
Thank you.
Good night.
And thanks
for
the guest. Go ahead and...
Yeah.
Okay. I think she said good night. Thank you very much. And I do hope it works out. Our prayers go out to you. And I'm sorry for anyone we couldn't reach. We're here every Wednesday. Thank you, Camille, so much for joining me, by the way. You're so on the air.
Yeah. Thank you.
And anytime you happen to see this icon, please feel free to join again. We got about 20 seconds left.
Okay.
By the way, if you're familiar with Kellyanna, she's been on our show, and this is the song we're going to go out with, Mother Love Me, and we don't have too much time left.
Mother, heal me.
Thank you, Camille. Please message me at some point.
Yeah. Okay.
From all things worldly that do not serve me. Mother, love me. Mother, help me. Mother, heal me. Please release me from all things worldly that do not serve me. Mother, love me. When
mother,
in these tones
me.
I feel
mother,
the power,
heal me.
I
please
am
released
as I break
from
these chains
worldly,
that bind. And
I
now I'm floating like as a feather. These chains that bind.